VWA, mobile. Listen, anybody out there?
Crickets.
Come back with it.
I said just us crickets, Mr. Steve, in 4WRO.
Wake this early there, Bill.
This is late. Normally I'm up around 5:30.
Whoa, that's too early. That's up before dawn's crack. So what time do you go to bed?
About 10.
Not what I do, but I usually don't get up until about 6:30.
Yeah, well, it's in between 5 and 6, you know, if it's 10 after 5, 5:30, quarter to 6. It's just whatever my eyes decide to open.
There you go. Well, what are you up to today? Anything good?
Making it easy, resting my foot today. I did a ton of work yesterday. Me and Mama were from sun up, sun down, getting stuff done around the house. My foot's been bothering me some. She said, hey, go out in the ham shack with the kitty cat and just chill out today.
Got a reprieve. That's good. Well, I am on my way into downtown Greenville. Matter of fact, I'll be over off of Augusta and Mills Avenue. And I got a little reprieve by having to go to actually do some productive citizen work.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to go down there and do a certification on a piece of X-ray equipment.
Okay. That way they can put it back in service.
Yeah, it's an annual thing that the state requires on all X-ray machines.
Right. Okay, well, that's a good thing. So they don't be radiating people with too much of that stuff.
The way the systems have been set up for imaging during the last 20 years, matter of fact, last 30 years, you get more X-ray radiation flying from L.A. to New York at 30,000 feet than you get from 6 chest X-rays.
Yep. Hey, what radio are you on? You got a little crackling in there with you.
Really? Well, I'm on a Yaesu 8900R that's been a good radio. I'm up and down in some shadows over here, up above Greer. That might be it.
Okay, yeah, you were perfectly clear that time. That's what it is. I didn't know if you had your little HT in the truck with you or what.
HT with me, but I usually don't fire it up unless I crossband. You know, in situations like this, if I want to take it in with me, wait for somebody to call me, I'm expecting a call on the radio, I just, I set up the crossband when I go into buildings that I can't, you know, just carry a radio into it and take my HT in.
Yeah. That works. That's a pretty cool way to do it. Well, you just set it up to crossband over to 440 to your HD.
Exactly. There's not much down there on the 440, especially on an oddball frequency like 452.60 or 452.6, and ain't nothing there, so I'm not interrupting anybody, I'm not bothering anybody, and it just crossbands out to the repeater here. And what's really nice is, you know, these metal buildings, you don't get nothing in and out of a metal building hardly, but if I set my vehicle out front, I can do the crossband in and out to the vehicle and get right on out to the repeater.
Pretty cool that way.
Especially in places where I've got equipment going, like new construction sites. Oh, yeah.
Well, now, what? Are you semi-retired, or are you just doing contract work, or what?
Well, I am not out there doing any new marketing. I'm not out there doing sales calls. I'm just maintaining my customer base whenever they need something. And doing their maintenance and repairs. their radiation safety, their state work, and, you know, if they need a little piece of equipment here and there, I'll sell it to them. But as far as going out and generating new business and turning over new stuff, no.
Yeah, okay, well, that sounds good. That way you can just kind of chill out and work with just the clients you got. When they need your help, you go help them. That's the way to do it. That way you ain't got all the headaches of trying to get new business.
That's it. Now, I do get some new business by word of mouth. I installed a system over in Duncan here about 2 or 3 weeks ago. A piece of used equipment. And, hey, you know, something like that, I'll go in and do that. But as far as going out and seeking it out, trying to market, no.
Yep. I don't blame you a bit. Sounds like you got the best of both worlds. Time off and work when you want it and put a little beer money in your pocket.
Today will be $700 and got another $700 scheduled for next week. And this week and next week will take me a total of about 4, maybe 5 hours worth of work, and it ain't that hard of work.
That sounds like a racket.
Well, no, the cost involved is in the test gear. The equipment to be able to do the work. Matter of fact, I had one piece of equipment for almost 20 years, and they finally quit supporting it. And state of South Carolina says I have to have my equipment tested and calibrated once a year. So it would not calibrate up, so I had to go buy a new, and it was $11,000, son. I'm just recuperating from that. But that's where the cost comes in, is amortization in your test gear.
Yeah, well, I kind of figured all that equipment you got to have to test it wasn't exactly cheap. Plus, you got to be certified, too. You know, you have to keep up your certifications.
They don't exactly have, like, credit hours, but they do encourage you to go to the manufacturer's school on equipment, and especially on the test gear, make sure that, you know, you've been... You know, once you're qualified on a piece of equipment, then you can work on it forever.
Right. Okay. I didn't know if they had an annual or biannual certification you had to go through. But, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds like you've had a good career out of it. That's for sure.
I mean, broken out of trouble. And that's better than the alternative. I mean, you know, I'm not broke. I made a decent living. I didn't get rich from it, and it kept me out of trouble. So, you know, in my book, that's a home run. But, you know, I'm not worth no million and a half dollars, but I'm comfortable.
That's right. Yeah, that's like the best thing I ever did was spend 20 in the Air Force, you know, get that retirement check, and then I spent 23 with Bosch. So, we're fine.
You got your Bosch retirement coming in, you got your Air Force retirement coming in, then you got your Social Security. Hey, do you make loans?
Yeah, right.
Between my daughter getting married and keeping my wife happy and keeping things going at the house, man, I'm peddling just as hard as I can go.
Oh, I know what you mean. After I retired, I told my wife, I said, look here, when did I have time to go to work?
Yeah, no kidding, man, I tell you. No, we just made a change on the house. We've only been in the house since 17, but I don't know why we didn't go ahead and just do this when we built the house initially, but... We made a structural change in the house, and it ran me $13,000. But it added 250 square foot to the living room. And man, I tell you what, She had to beat me over the head to get me to do it, but after we did it, I looked at her and I said, why didn't we just do this originally? She just turned her head and said, ugh, where's my baseball bat?
Yeah, I've been given those looks a few times.
Back many years ago, I bought a house that did not have a dishwasher included. And, after we'd been in the house about 3 years, I looked at my wife and I said, you know what, I'm tired of this. We're gonna get us a dishwasher. She says, we don't need no dishwasher. You got me. I said, no, we're gonna get us a dishwasher. So I put that dishwasher in, and about 6 or 7 months after I put that thing in, it had some sort of little hiccup that took me about 45 minutes to change it and make it right again. And, buddy, first time it did it, get in here and fix this thing right now. We got to have that thing working now.
The wonders of modern appliances.
I should have kept my mouth shut and just let her wash the dishes.
In handy. N4WRO.
KN4VWA. Well, that was the first one. And I tell you what. The day I stood on the courthouse steps getting rid of her, I tell you what, that was back there in 96. I just did like Mel Gibson in Braveheart. And I put the hands up and I said, freedom!
You ain't right.
Well, let's put it this way. My divorce was final on December 4th. She was remarried December 19th. 15 days legal ink drying time. Whether to send that boy black roses or a thank you card.
All right.
Understand, he passed away about a year ago. That was in 96, so he spent from 96 until 2019 with that, and I tell you, I don't feel sorry for him a bit.
Just there looking at this radar, see if we're going to get any rain out of this storm. Looks like we might get a little bit, but that track looks like it's going a lot further north than I thought it was.
For the rotation, it would turn and go northeast instead of just going right. Is it going pretty much due north?
Make a turn here now where it's going to cut right across the above North Carolina and head back up towards Washington, D.C., and then back out to sea.
Hey, wouldn't it be nice if that storm could just go into D.C. and just flush the whole thing?
Yeah.
If you're ready for it, can you say President Harris?
That's not me talking about that now.
Well, I just get aggravated with that whole mess up there. All of them. Every single one of them. Like I said, I wish that storm would go up there and just do like a big flushing sound. Let it go right down. When are we going to talk about that little gadget you got?
I got some time. I will put together an email with a couple pictures. I'll send them over to you this weekend. You can take a look and see what you think. But like I said, it's just been hair on fire crazy around here trying to get stuff done, and I just have not had time. I sat out in front of the radio last night, worked, Italy, Cuba, Mexico, and Montserrat on HF on 20 meters. It was opening up pretty good.
What was that?
It must have dropped in a hole.
I am. I dropped in a hole. What time was that?
7:30.
I got out there, believe it was Tuesday evening, and 40 meters was wide open. And I mean, I was hitting Italy and the Mediterranean like you were talking about right there. And I mean, it was like they were sitting in a chair next to me.
Yeah, all on voice or FTA?
No. This is on voice. On phone. And man, I tell you what. I even turned my amp off, and the guy said I was still hitting him with a 5.9 without my amp.
Yeah. You get a band opening. Last night, like I was into Italy. I was in the Val over there in Italy, and, you know, he said, hey, you're solid 5.9 into Italy, and I'm just running 100-watt barefoot.
Now, do you run an amp?
Oh, don't even have one.
How about that? So what kind of antenna are you running?
132-foot long wire. It's one of those My antennas from Danny Horowitz or whatever his last name is. It's Infet, 8310 meter.
Wow, how high up have you got it?
The end where the little Balun transformer, whatever you want to call it, is at about 32 feet, I guess. And then I got it strung down from that down to a pine tree down there in the woods that's at about 28 feet. So it's got a little bit of a slope to it.
Okay. Wow. That's good. Now, I got a NVIS that's 130-something feet. It's a OCF, an off-center fed. And I did the NVIS so that I could get into Florida and you know, do the local net, you know, on 3915. Do you ever do it?
Are you talking about South Carolina net?
Yeah, I call that local net.
Yeah, I think I've checked in once or twice there. I'm not a member of it or anything. But normally I'm on 3950 yakking to a bunch of guys I know. About the same time they have that net.
On 3950? Okay. Where are they spread out around?
Mike is down in Sumter. That's where I first got started in this when I was down there at Shaw, and that's how I met Mike. And then I got a bunch of boys from Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina. Oh, no, not closed at all. Just a bunch of good guys.
Huh. Well, would you mind if I joined in once in a while?
No, jump right on in there.
Huh. All right, 3950 at what time?
They're normally on. They start probably around 5 o'clock. But now we shut down, or they shut down, or we shut down at 7:30 for the, because the Florida net comes on that frequency. So we jump out and let the Florida net have it.
They try to jump in there this season. Say around 5 o'clock to about 7 or 7:30.
Yeah, I normally catch most of them around 6:30, somewhere in that range, you know, after they've had got their bellies full.
Huh. You know, that almost sounds like that bunch on Mount Mitchell in the mornings. You know, I was trying to get a little thing going on this repeater in the morning, me and N4NGU. You ever heard us? Well, you heard us on there in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Get a little drive time something going.
You know, this repeater, I think it's got the most activity of any of them around there.
Yeah. Except for Mitchell now. Mitchell gets to jumping every now and then in the mornings and especially in the evenings. Matter of fact, this old boy moved out to Arizona, and KC4M, and he was always on Mount Mitchell repeater in the mornings. And I finally tagged him here about a week ago out in Arizona.
See on that Mount Mitchell repeater.
Hang on here a second, I'll tell you. Remember, I believe it's 145, 190. I'm not sure. I just got it labeled alphabetically in my radio.
I'll look down my list, see if it's on there, see if I got it programmed in there.
I'm here. Okay, now we're going. I just pulled out on the way Hampton to go downtown. We love it.
All right, hey, bud, I need to get out of here. I got a couple things I do. So I'll catch you up. Catch up to you later on today sometime, Roger that.
Hey, go brush it. brush your hair and brush your teeth and comb your hair and no, wait a minute, I got that backwards. Yeah, go brush your hair and comb your teeth and make yourself look pretty. And I'll talk to you later. K4 VWA, clear after you find me.
All right, Steve, we'll catch up to you later. N4WRO.